This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Hi there, I'm Justine Toe from CPX, and today I'm speaking with the editor of Empire magazine, Ben McKechin. Hey, Ben.
Hello.
Now, the film that you're going to talk to us about today is quite grim, and for some Australians it might feel a little bit close to home. Now, the film's called Snowtown, and it depicts the events leading up to the Snowtown killings of the 1990s. This is more commonly known as the Bodies in Barrels murder case. So, can you tell us about this film, Ben?
Yeah, and it's actually quite close to home to me. I grew up north of Adelaide, just past the suburbs where these events happened,
right, in
and around the same time. None of the murders happened in Snowtown, which is a remote South Australian country town. Instead, they actually happened in the northern suburbs of Adelaide. So all this film is set in remarkable squalor in northern Adelaide in the 1990s, and it focuses on a guy called John Bunting, who is actually the worst serial killer in Australian history. I think he's got about, sadly, 11, 12 victims to his name. So the film follows how he ingratiates himself into the lives of a number of people in this community, and then how the crimes that he was eventually convicted of were perpetrated. But for anyone who wants to go into a film and see judgment done, or particularly from either the filmmaker or even at the end, see them, you know, get tried and all that sort of thing, that's not what this film does. This film really just drops you in the middle of, as you said, a very grim situation, and then you basically experience that situation. That's what Snowtown is.
It's a film that's quite difficult to watch. Can you tell us about what it was like for you to watch it?
Yeah, it's one of the most traumatic experiences I've had at the cinema for a long time, and I actually thought the film was pretty amazing. Devastating, but amazing. I dispute some people's claims that this film is gratuitous about what they're actually demonstrating.
So is it more suggestive rather than showing you directly?
I think so. There's one scene in particular there that's very hard to watch, and there's a torture sequence that up until that point that I thought had been remarkably restrained, and I'll use that word advisedly, remarkably restrained about what they were showing and what they were actually depicting. But this torture sequence, I can understand why it's in there. It's meant to demonstrate the motivation not just of this John Bunting, but a young lad called Jamie who he basically groomed to be part of these killings that he was doing. And I think it demonstrates where both of those guys are at this particular moment in time. Saying all of that, though, you know, it's the sort of movie that is made for no one. Like, I don't know who wants to go and see a movie about Snowtown, really. Saying all that, from a technical point of view, I think with script, acting, cinematography, all this kind of stuff, it's an amazing piece of work. But do you want to spend 2 hours with these people? And it's really quite an amoral look, a very detached yet intimate look at evil. You're watching evil unfold in front of your eyes. Do you actually want to go to see that? And I think there's been a lot of reaction to that along the lines of no.
What does the film have to say about human nature?
Yeah, it's not very good what it has to say. I think the strongest thing I came out with is that, look, I don't have children, but if I did, I would run out and protect them for the rest of their lives from anything that suggested they might get possibly anywhere near involved with what goes on here. The film is this really, like, harrowing depiction of when children and teens are not protected from the evils that exist in this world, and also demonstrates very, very clearly what can happen when they are in this situation. How do they get themselves out? And if they've got no avenue, when particularly it's not provided by adults, how on earth can they get out of these kind of situations? So no wonder kids, sadly, are groomed by adults wishing to prey on them in this way. So that, for me, was the strongest lesson to be learned from Snowtown, apart from just this depiction of madness and evil on screen, and really confirming for me that that's awful. And I know that our ultimate judgment is coming one day, thank God, and I can walk out of a film like that thinking at least this is going to be put to rights at some point in the future.
Well, just on that point, is there anything redemptive about the film? Because it just sounds like it's completely awful.
I don't think there is. And I know a lot of people have got issue with that. And fair enough. But the film isn't attempting to be a redemption story, because it looks like from what they're depicting, and this is based on books about trial transcripts and all this kind of thing, so it's apparently quite accurate about its depiction of these characters. A redemption story, I think, would feel a bit false. It would just feel a bit forced. It would just feel like this is meant to be in here because that's what people want from this tale. And I think that's one of the hardest things to accept about Snowtown. So, again, I don't think I'm actually recommending people go see it. I just think that the choices that have been made in the film, they're not necessarily to be shot down just for the sake that they've made it. But going back to all of that, I don't even know if they should have made the film. I'm not sure. But they have. It's harrowing, it's traumatic, but it's a pretty amazing piece of work.
Right, so in some ways we can learn something about human nature and in terms of how extreme and how degrading it can be at times.
Yeah, and how you just don't ever want to end up in this situation, and we should do all we can to prevent it.
And protect children as well.
And protect children.
Absolutely. Okay, thanks for that, Ben.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.